I'm not going to do the whole intro again because it takes a long time. But yeah, welcome back. Week two recap of
the Upper Room
podcast. In the Upper Room. I'm not supposed to say
the
it.
The Upper Room.
Fantasy Football League. You already know who I am. Doesn't matter. Sitting across from me, we got somebody new in the new format. We got somebody new this week. Not new to the podcast, but he is a member of the Man Tribe. He is a member of the fucking fantasy football, whatever. But his most important title.
The two champs. The two champs right
his
here.
His most important title is Pappy.
Yeah. I beat a Pappy.
Brand new Pappy. Derek Hadley, cheers to that.
Mm-hmm.
I told him.
Oh, my goodness.
When Emerson was born, that we were going to have a drink of this here Pendleton Director's Reserve. And
the best of the best, sir.
Initial thoughts.
That was way too smooth.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty scary.
You can't mix that with anything.
No.
You just drink it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I probably could have drank that whole bottle after getting my ass whooped this weekend, but whatever.
Yeah, okay. We'll just address that right off the bat. The biggest blowout of the week in the league was your boy defeating Derek Hadley.
Champ,
175 to 109.
Champ against champ, and yeah. I was a chump.
Yeah. Got your ass whooped.
Absolute chump.
Derrick Henry is the monster that your kids are scared of at night. We'll get to that in a minute. But he's on my team. He's not on Derrick's team.
Yeah, of course he is.
So
he scored literally almost half of what my team scored.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the literal definition of beast. If you look up the word in the dictionary, Derrick Henry is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has like the predator versus alien. Predator, like every predator is Derrick Henry.
You may have a chance at holding him under 100 yards if you have a D8 dozer playing safety. But he probably beats the dozer to the corner.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, he does run a 4.5 at 6'3", 245 pounds.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's right off the bat, we'll just get that out of the way. So, I'm back to 1-1. We didn't do a recap for week one. We did a preview for week one with me and Swank. So, we didn't do a recap. I lost week one against Swank.
I don't know. Let's see week one.
You lost week one. No, you won.
No, I won
week one.
Be tackling few.
So you're 1-1. And just to run down the league scores, I beat Derek 175-109. Swank beat Cole 108-98. Will beat Ruben 132-94. Wacy beat Jared 123-99. Blair beat Dustin 137-117. And the standings after week two: Swank is 2-0. He's in first place. Wacy is in second with 2-0. I'm in third, 1-1. Third through eighth is all 1-1. I'm in third place by virtue of how many points I've scored. So I'm in third, Will's in fourth, Cole's in fifth, Derek is in sixth, Blair is in seventh, Ruben is in eighth, and then bringing up the rear, where he's quite used to being in this league, Dustin is 9 and Jared is 10. So they're both 0-2. They're battling it out.
Dustin's been the horse's ass twice.
Horse's ass right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He's going for the hat trick, buddy.
That's pretty bad.
If you get three, do you get kicked out? This is something we might have to discuss.
I think you have to double your buy-in next year or something. Maybe buy everybody in the...
We're doubling our buy-in next year.
Good.
So our buy-in this year was 50. Mm-hmm. Next year it'll be 100. And then we'll have a league vote at the draft the year after that for 150. We'll just keep going up until everybody gets uncomfortable.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It makes you take it a little more serious.
Yeah.
Because you have some people, like, you get to, like, Jared, week 6, 0-6.
Mm-hmm.
They give up.
But yeah, he's going to quit.
If it's $150, $200 on the line, you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm making trades. Yeah. I'm doing something crazy.
You're going to start thinking. Yeah. You're going to start thinking a little bit harder. Yeah.
Hey, I'll trade you so-and-so for this, and I'll put you another $100 on the side. We're gonna make this happen.
Yeah, no side bets. It's all in the fucking ante at the front.
I didn't see that. I didn't read all that. Fine. No,
I'm gonna put it in the league bylines. Put it in. Everybody's gonna have to sign. We're gonna get to a point where this league's gonna have contracts. They have fucking contracts.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Because I'm about to be the sneaky one.
Well, if as long as you change your name, I don't care what you do, man.
No, it's the same name. You got to keep it.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for the league. I mean,
I'm looking at like scores.
Derek fucking sucks. Cole sucks. Ruben sucks. Jared sucked. And Dustin, of course, well, you know, he sucks.
Like Jared, total in 2 weeks is 174 points. That's not even 90 points a week.
Yeah, he's not showing up. He's not showing up. Jared, you're going to have to figure some shit out.
Well, I can see week one, he had Aaron Rodgers. It was like, what, 1 point maybe?
Yeah.
But Tyreek had fucking, like 50.
He's got Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he just threw for like 4 touchdowns last night.
He got 37 points. He got 2 week one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Gesicki, no points.
Absolute tragedy.
Barkley, 2.7. James Robinson, 5. Allen Robinson, 3. What? Jesus. I mean, nobody on his bench even scored over double points besides Joe Burrow. Nobody had double digits. That's my, I don't even want to look at that.
It's fucking trash. Race to the bottom between him and Dustin.
Yeah.
And well, and Blair, we can't count Blair out yet.
No. Okay. He was on the up and coming. I had him doing good until he dropped Le'Veon Bell.
I know. I mean, that great pickup. You remember when he was talking about that shit?
I was like butthurt. Like I went to look for Le'Veon Bell and he was gone. I was like, no way. Somebody got him. Then I saw the group message and Blair had him. I was like,
I looked,
you dumbass.
So I just so happened to look today, like at the league, like 2 minutes after he dropped him, or maybe it was like right when he fucking dropped him.
Yeah, I think it popped up on my phone
and I screenshotted the deal and sent it in the group text because 2 weeks ago he was talking some shit because everybody was making fun of him for picking up Le'Veon Bell.
I'm pretty sure you started that conversation.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So he said, well, I bet y'all laughing at me now.
Who's laughing now?
I guess he thought Le'Veon Bell was just going to walk into Baltimore and like be the starting.
No.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he cut him today. So I guess Brock still got a hold of his team. He'll blame Brock for that one.
I'll
fuck around and put both of their names on this trophy. I don't care.
What do you do? I guess you go to points. If they have the same record at the end of the year, whoever scored the least amount of points.
Whoever scored the least amount of points will be on the bottom. Mm. So
I don't know. Jared's team looks pretty ripe. That's pretty bad.
Dustin's does too, apparently. But he's got Gronk. Dustin has Gronk, and Gronk has been absolutely
Lamar
murdering.
Jackson and Gronk and CD. But that's really it.
Mm.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
Well, you know, some people are good at shit and some people ain't. Maybe Dustin, maybe this ain't your shit, buddy.
You say that, but you also like – the big names you see when you do fantasy football, you're like, for sure. And then they're coming to the season, they don't do shit.
Josh Allen right now?
Yeah. What?
Has been garbage.
I have him in one of my leagues, and what was it, week one? I don't even think he had a single touchdown.
No.
It was horrible.
He's my quarterback. This is the only league that I do right now anyway. But, yeah, he's my QB. Trash. Mm.
I have him in one of my other leagues. I have him and Stephon in one league together, and I didn't really pay attention to that until the first touchdown. He threw it, and I was like, hell yeah, Josh Allen. And I was like, hell yeah, Stephon Diggs. I was like, hold on, I think they're in the same league together. I went and looked, and I was like, fuck.
Motherfuckers are on the same team. What do you know?
Didn't even realize it.
So the bad fantasy beat of the week, speaking of not noticing shit, Ruben – we got to bring this up because we talked about it in the group text too. Ruben was playing Will. He started Cleveland's defense. Okay. Normally, not a bad play. Not a bad play. You start Cleveland's defense. They're playing the Texans. You think, you know, week one for the Texans was a fluke. Maybe Cleveland shuts them down. They put up a whopping 5 points. And on Ruben's bench, the Buffalo Bills defense pitched a fucking shutout, which in our league I think is worth 25 points. I can't even remember what that's worth. I think it's worth 25 points. But they scored a total of 36 points. They outscored Cleveland's defense by 31 fucking points. Sitting on the bench. Now, the kicker is he still wouldn't have won the game.
I was looking. I'm like, hold on. If he changes that, it doesn't even make a difference.
Yeah.
Still don't make a difference.
It doesn't. He still doesn't win the game. But he's instead of in eighth, he would have been in seventh, I believe. He'd have been right behind you for sixth.
Yeah. That sucks. Because he had, like, Dak, 9 points, projected 30.
Yeah.
He didn't have a single touchdown, like 200-something yards passing. They only had, like, 6 incompletions.
Cowboys are 2-0. Cowboys are 2-0.
They should be 2-0.
But do you feel good about it?
We're 1-1.
So far.
Should be 2-0.
Oh, they're not 2-0?
No, we lost to Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Do you feel good about being 1-1 so far?
I would have felt good at 1-1 if our win was against Tampa, not against the Chargers, which everybody, dude, I was at work, the game came on, I watched it, I watched the preview, everybody, I'm talking about ESPN, NFL game day, everybody picked the Chargers to beat the Cowboys. And I was like, you know what? Fuck them. So everybody was like, Chargers all the way, Cowboys really aren't shit. They got lucky against Tom Brady. And then, so I even like with my bet, I took Chargers. So you know what? Screw it. It's like 3.5 points, 3 points, whatever it was. I was like, at least maybe by a field goal. And then we beat them, and I didn't think we were going to beat them.
Yeah.
But
I just don't know who has Zeke in our league.
I don't know, but he probably hates his life. Let's see.
So here's my question for you, you being a Cowboys fan. How scared are you that Ezekiel Elliott is now basically David Johnson?
I'm okay with it. If Tony Pollard can keep putting up numbers like he is, I don't really care about Zeke.
Yeah, but you're paying Zeke Tony Pollard's money then. If he's putting up the numbers Zeke's supposed to be putting up for the amount of money he's getting paid.
I'm not mad. Tony Pollard should be mad. Jerry Jones should be mad, which he don't care about money anyways. But
no,
Tony Pollard is killing it right now for us.
He this last game, 13 carries, 109 yards, one touchdown. He had 16 total touches. Mm. So he had 3 catches too. Zeke, 16 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. He had 2 catches, so he had 18 touches. Tony Pollard had 16. Mm. Zeke had 18. Mm. You're paying that man entirely too much fucking money to give him the same amount of touches as Tony Pollard. And then for Tony Pollard to do more with those touches. There's no way Tony fucking Pollard should be outplaying Zeke. That's ridiculous.
Well, I want to say he outcarried him and everything in week one as well. Because Zeke was a nobody against Tampa. I mean, of course, we threw the ball 57 times or something like that, but Zeke didn't do shit.
No. And everybody was a Zeke apologist throughout the week saying, like, he's going to have a much better game against the Chargers. They're going to run more. They're going to involve him in the game more.
Nope.
18 touches to Tony Pollard, 16. He's splitting carries. It's a fucking running back by committee is what it's turning out to be. And that ain't good when you're paying that man that much money.
It's not good, and especially like since the year he had last year. I mean, Dak getting hurt, of course, you don't have a quarterback, so they're going to stop the run first.
Right.
Zeke, horrible year last year.
Mm-hmm.
You think this year, okay, we're getting some more linemen back, he's going to be a little bit better.
But now you start to think, like, did he have a horrible year last year because he didn't have Dak? Or is he just
horrible?
Is he just not – he got paid and he's not putting in the work anymore?
Nonchalant. Just like when I watched Hard Knocks. I don't know if you watched the Hard Knocks with the Cowboys. He didn't look like he was actually working hard. Like,
so you get that money, man. You start hitting the relax button.
Oh, pay me $50 million a year and I'll do the same thing.
So I had to get your opinion on that as a Cowboys fan because that I'm seeing that. Blair asked me, I think it was this week, in one of his other leagues, I guess, somebody offered him straight up Daryl Henderson for Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking me, like, what do you do? And I said, right now, this is before this performance.
Yeah.
I said, right now, you can't really take, you know, if you're, if you have Zeke, you can't trade him for Daryl Henderson right now.
It's hard to do because
you probably took him in the first round.
Yeah. First pick in the first round. Like, yeah.
You got to hope that he's going to come around.
He's like a top four pick in a league by like average.
Yeah.
You take him, you're like first pick, first round. You're like, you have to stick with him. In most leagues, you can't like drop him.
Not right now. You can't fucking, you can't trade him for Daryl Henderson.
No.
Like, you have to at least hope that he's going to, because if you end up trading him for Daryl Henderson, you're pretty much throwing the hands up on the year.
Yeah. Because Daryl Henderson
he was
hurt.
Supposed to be, Zeke was supposed to be like what Derrick Henry is for me.
Yeah.
Right now. Yep. Derrick Henry is my best player, and he put up 180 some yards. He acted like my best player. Do you think Zeke can do that?
He should be able to.
He should.
Not including last year, not the beginning of this year. 2 years ago, the year before that, dude, yep. He was like, everybody's like, holy shit, this might be the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
Now here it is 2 years later, and the dude's shitty booty.
The only problem I have with it, though, is like people don't realize how quickly players come and go from being good.
Especially a running back. Like, look at Le'Veon Bell a few years ago. Dude, he was phenomenal.
He was consensus number one pick across fantasy football.
For like 2-3 years in a row. He was the man.
And then all of a sudden, he wasn't.
Done. Money.
Yeah.
Zeke gets money. Ass. Le'Veon Bell got his money. Wanted his money. Yeah. Ass. He's on the practice squad. Dude, he's only 27 or 28.
Yeah.
What?
He's supposed to be.
And he's
like,
on a practice squad.
He's
supposed
to be in his prime right now.
He's got two no-name people. I didn't even heard of Tyshawn Williams.
Yeah.
Didn't even know who that was. Didn't even know he existed. And he's on a practice squad still? Devontae Freeman?
Tyshawn Williams, Latavius Murray, Devontae Freeman.
And then
he's another one. Devontae Freeman. 2 years ago.
The man in Atlanta. He's on commercials.
People are jumping over themselves to draft him.
Crazy. He's
fucking number one running back in the league.
Crazy.
Boom. Now he's on the practice squad for the Ravens. He's third string. What the fuck? Arian Foster. Think about how quick he went. He was unstoppable for three seasons.
Yeah, but that was injury prone more than anything, which Devontae Freeman, same way.
Either way it goes, I mean, they're either injury prone or they just can't fucking
running
cut
backs
it anymore.
Get their ass whooped, man.
Yeah.
That's like offensive linemen. A lot of them.
They got two or three good years. We just get used to people like Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Plays for fucking 15 years.
That's just a different breed of human.
Yeah. Or Frank Gore. Is Frank Gore still on a roster?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
We get used to people like that, and then we're like, oh, well, fucking, you know, Zeke. He's going to be Zeke for 10 years. And then 2 years later,
it's like, contract, and then he's like, ass. Even when Dak went out, we're like, all right, we got Zeke. We still got our line. Or we're good.
Yeah.
No.
We can at least be 8-8.
He doesn't like. If you watch him like hit a hole or something, it's like soft step. Used to he'd find a hole and he'd downhill. He don't do that anymore.
Nope. You get that money. Time to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Time to hang it up. So I got the notable games from this week. Thursday night started off a great game, a bad game, but a great game. It was not a good game, but it was entertaining as hell. Because it was the football team.
It was still a good game. Like, it wasn't a blowout.
Right. It's because they're both equally bad teams, I think.
Yeah. And it's the NFC East.
Yeah.
So, that's what – if when we play somebody in NFC East, Cowboys play Eagles, they play football team, or we play the Giants.
They got the Eagles Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game. Yeah. So, no matter what the line is, you take the underdog.
Yeah.
Cowboys are, like, picked to win by 4 or something like that 4. With the Eagles.
Yeah.
You take the Eagles.
Yeah. Dustin took the Cowboys, shout out.
I would take them. I would take the Eagles.
So, let's see. The football team, which I still need to – I'm going to get some football team memorabilia and put it up in here because I think it's hilarious that for 2 years now they've just been called the football team.
I don't get it. At least like the Indians, you know, in baseball, they changed their name within a year.
To the Guardians.
Yeah.
Which is trash. And their logo is horrible. But
dumb as hell. But
yeah,
at least they did something.
They took
a fan vote. They did all the stuff.
Who are they going to be?
At least they're
Washington Red Wolves.
The Cleveland baseball team. Like, what the fuck is wrong with
they
you?
They were for like a half a season.
Yeah.
The football team, 30. The Giants, 29. Taylor Heineke obviously is the story. He had 336 yards and two touchdowns. But the real story here, scary Terry. My man is QB proof, and he's on your team. And I love me some Terry McLaurin, man. That dude, 11 catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown. He is QB proof. It doesn't matter who's throwing to him.
It's insane, dude, because, like, in one of my other leagues, I have Terry McLaurin, and I have Kenny Galladay. I was like, well, which one do I want to play? I was like, yeah. Kenny Galladay has more. I think he has more upside. He's bigger. He's always been good with Detroit. He's just injury prone. So I put Kenny Galladay in and put Terry on the bench. I'm like, who is this Heineke dude? I mean, I remember he was like a backup for the Jaguars, like third string, played preseason or something.
He was a backup in the XFL.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See?
Just a year ago.
So I was like, no, I can't. I can't put Terry McLaurin in. I was like, I'm going to put Galladay in. He's going to do his thing. Nope.
Outthinking yourself.
In that league, he got 29 points, and I think Galladay had 7, maybe. Hurt my feelings.
Outthinking yourself. And now you'll put McLaurin in there, and because we're talking him up, two catches.
Yep.
He'll have two
just
catches.
Just when talking about Heineke.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, did we get Cheyenne yelling at Gus in the background?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of, I have in our league, I have Terry McLaurin and Kenny Galladay.
There you go.
16 points to 3 points.
Do you have them both started?
Yep.
Yeah, see.
Yep. That's why I lost.
Terry McLaurin is a motherfucking beast.
He really is.
Next up on the list, I got the Cardinals and the Vikings. Cardinals 34, Vikings 33.
That was Kyler a good Murray ass game.
Is a monster.
That was a good ass game.
At 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Cardinals are super fucking fun to watch.
It's all Kyler
Murray's a monster. He's like making an MVP push. I never saw it coming because he's like 5'2". I really, honestly.
Was he 5'10"?
Yeah, he's like 5'10".
Yeah.
Or 5'9" or some shit. Something
he's
crazy.
Literally like the way he runs when he gets the ball in the backfield is like Johnny did in college. I mean, of course, Kyler did it in college too. But
yeah,
the dude is running circles around defensive linemen and linebackers and then throws it.
In the NFL.
And a fucking bullet to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, his wide receiver core is ridiculous. DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, which, okay, I was like,
he
AJ Green.
A touchdown
pass. I know. I was like, okay, he's got AJ Green. The dude was like the shit back in the day. He's having injuries, changing teams. And then he got this new Rondale.
Rondale Moore.
Dude.
Yeah. I picked him up.
That kid, I
picked him up.
I wanted to before the week started, and I didn't do it. But that dude's going to be something special, too, that he has a receiving core. I don't even know who their tight end is.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. He'll get the ball
Ricky Seals-Jones. Is it Ricky Seals-Jones?
No, he scored a touchdown for the football team.
Oh, yeah. He plays for the football team now.
Two games, one reception, one touchdown.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, that's pretty efficient.
Yeah. Do your thing, Chris. Yeah.
I love watching the Cardinals do their shit. Kyler Murray right now is putting on a show for MVP.
I even saw
Larry Fitzgerald's going to come back in like week 9.
Oh, okay.
So he could. Because, you know, they were saying, like, he's just not feeling it right now.
Yeah.
He's going to come. He's going to be like,
he's going to see it. Yeah, he's be like, I got this.
I feel like playing football now.
This team's going to be really good. He might have a chance to Super Bowl. Let me just slide in here.
It's wide receiver 4.
Coach, I just need, like, one play a week. Right. On special teams. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me get this Super Bowl ring.
He's still good enough route runner to get open every once in a while. Let's see. After that. Buccaneers, Falcons. Of course, the Buccaneers massacred the fucking Falcons because they're ass cheeks. Well, total and complete ass cheeks. The Falcons are so horrible.
They are horrible, and they got it within like a field goal in the third quarter or something crazy, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. There's no way Tom Brady's going to lose to Matt Ryan, who can barely walk a straight line.
Yeah, and then Tom Brady also said, you know what? I'm pretty good against the Falcons in the fourth quarter, so...
He said that before the game, didn't he? Went on like an interview, throwing shade at Matt Ryan. Way to blow the game.
276 yards and 5 touchdowns. Is there anybody on the planet that's trying to make an argument for Tom Brady not being the greatest of all time?
No. If you are, you're stupid. There is not a single quarterback to ever play the game of football that is successful, wins as much. Dude, he's what?
He's 44.
What do I say? He's like 55 years old.
He's 44 years old.
He's throwing 5 touchdowns in a game.
This is how crazy what he's doing is. Okay. everybody remembers Brett Favre retiring and coming back, back. And it seemed like he played until he's fucking 50. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne asked me, like, well, you know, he's 44. How old? Brett Favre was like 45 or 46 when he retired. I looked it up. He was 41.
Yeah.
Brett Favre retired 3 years ago in Tom Brady time. 3 fucking years ago. This dude's won a Super Bowl since then. What the fuck?
Who the fuck wins a Super Bowl at 44?
Honestly, I mean.
Don't worry, he's got 9 touchdowns through 2 weeks. 9 touchdowns. And just Gronk.
What he's doing is, yeah, he's turning the clock back too. Which, I mean, we act like he's 32.
Yeah.
He's young still, kind of. Well, not in football years, I guess.
That dude's beat to hell.
But, like, it's just Gronk asked him this past week on their little podcast deal that if he could play till he's 50, and Tom Brady said yes. Yeah. And I'm like, I believe him. I believe him.
Yeah.
When he said that he could play till he's 45, I was like, that might be pushing it. Maybe 43, 44. Now,
shit.
He doesn't get hit.
Nope.
He doesn't get hit. He doesn't have to throw 80 yards in the fucking air.
Nope.
He's got good route runners all the way around him. He can play till he's 50. Fuck it. Tom Brady's playing till he's 50.
Mark the words right here.
Dude's playing till he's 50.
I don't give a damn. I don't get it.
He's winning 3 more Super Bowls.
It's fucking awesome.
I just want somebody on ESPN to try and make the argument that Tom Brady is not the GOAT.
And I hated him. And I hated the Patriots because they had Tom Brady. And now I don't hate Buccaneers.
No.
I hate him.
At this point, I'm rooting for him. I want him to win 12 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Do your thing.
Why not? He's already so far out in front. Like, you know, when he retires, we're not going to see anybody like Tom Brady ever again.
No.
So
there's not a single quarterback in the NFL. Maybe Pat Mahomes, maybe, but he gets his ass knocked to the fucking ground way too many times. Yeah. Tom Brady don't get hit like that.
I don't see him last until he's 44.
No.
Winning Super Bowls and shit. So
shit, no.
Let's see. Cowboys Chargers. We talked about that. Cowboys 20, Chargers 17.
Hey, speaking of, I just want to talk about Stephen A. hating on the Cowboys so much. And then Michael Irvin got in his ass the other day on First Take, and he started sweating. Stephen A. Smith started sweating. Michael Irvin said, hold on. I've never seen you sweat like this before on studio. I've been sweating. What are you talking about? I sweat all the time. Like I said, I've never seen you sweat like that.
You know why? Because he knows how much cocaine Michael Irvin did in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And that might actually turn into a fight.
Yeah. Like, hey, let me – because several times when he would say something to Michael Irvin, he'd scream, and then he'd get real quiet like, oh, shit, I might have popped off too much.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin, you better shut the fuck up and keep that loud-ass annoying voice down.
I cannot stand Stephen A.
I don't like him.
I'm not even – not a Cowboys fan. I said this on the last podcast. Like, I've renounced my Texans fandom. So, I'm a free agent. Like, I like the Raiders because silver and black is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Cardinals because
Vegas.
That's where we traded all our fucking players to. So, there you go. But Stephen A. He gets on my fucking nerves with the Cowboy hate. And I understand why he does it because it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah,
but.
I think it's all for show now.
Just make good points. You don't have to do all that extra shit.
And, like, his biggest argument is he's a Steelers fan. Of course, they have more Super Bowls than the Cowboys. But shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Steelers look like shit. You don't see him saying nothing about the Steelers.
Yeah. What about their fucking offense?
Look like shit.
And I have Najee Harris. How's that working out for me?
He scored his first touchdown. I saw that.
Yeah. After what? He also had 30 yards rushing. Congratulations. He's got one touchdown and 30 yards rushing. Trash. He's behind a paper sack of an offensive line. The next thing I had was Derrick Henry. 35 carries, 182 yards, 3 touchdowns. We kind of talked about that already.
He's
essentially having Godzilla play running back.
What was his total rushing yards?
182.
He had 160 in the second half.
And that's not even counting this. I didn't even write his receiving yards down.
It's scary.
Yeah.
The dude is a monster.
He's 6'10", 400 pounds, and he runs a 4.5.
Yeah. 6'4", 245 pounds, runs a 4.5.
I mean.
He looks slow. Like, if you see him running the field, he looks slow. But look at the cornerback and stuff right next to him. That dude, what, he had like a 63-yard touchdown in the third quarter or something like that, and ran away from people. And you're like, hold on.
That's not
Something's
fair.
Something's not right.
That's not fair.
Why is this?
Hold up.
Why
Wait
is this,
a minute.
The grown-ass man right. got this little boy chasing him. He's pulling away from this little boy. Dude, it's incredible.
It's not fair that somebody that big is that fucking athletic, but it is what it is. The only downside to Derrick Henry is that he is so big. it's hard for him on goal line plays to get low enough to get the push.
Yeah. Because no matter how big he is, defensive linemen are still heavier than he is.
And they're going to chop it too. Like, so.
And there's a lot of times, if you watch Derrick Henry run, he runs soft. Yeah. If I was 6'4", yes. Okay, stiff arm's different. But when you run up the middle, like if you see him, like he barely gets hit in the leg or something, he just like, he goes to the ground. Like, how the fuck are
he
you
He runs
big?
Very up too, very high.
He doesn't try to run people over.
He's 6'8". I mean, shit, he's fucking, it's hard for him to get low.
Literally 6'4" ever.
So, other than that, I had, of course, Ravens-Chiefs. Ravens 36, Chiefs 35. That was a hell of a fucking game. Patrick Mahomes, 343 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 239 yards, a touchdown, 2 INTs, but 16 carries, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He made the defense look stupid.
Which, you know, the game was back and forth like we expected it to be. But it came down to John Harbaugh has to buy an extra seat on airplanes for his fucking nuts. Because that fourth down call, you're essentially, if you don't make that.
You give him the ball.
That's game.
Yeah.
Because you're giving, they didn't have any timeouts left, but you're giving Mahomes the ball at like the 50.
Yeah.
He's getting in field goal range.
You tell me you can't get 10 yards and Bucker can make a 60-yard field goal.
That's game over.
Yeah.
So if you don't get that, that's game.
Well, I say that. They get the ball to 50. They only get to the 40. No, they'd get to like the fucking 25 with like one pass of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce over the middle or something stupid.
If they didn't score.
Yeah. They probably would.
Yeah. But.
Man, I was watching that game. I was all into it. I had Emerson. I just fed her. I had her laying on my chest. I was watching the game. It was so intense. It was like 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I think the Chiefs just got the ball and they were driving. They're on like the 40 or something like that. Yeah. I fell asleep. I woke up and the news was on. I was like, what the fuck? Immediately went to my phone and looked and I saw that they lost. I was like, how?
That's a dad life, son.
30 seconds, two and a half minutes left in the game. They were driving and the Chiefs lost. And I was like, how is that even fucking possible?
Dustin is watching this right now, like nodding his head, like, yeah. Welcome to it.
We're sleeping.
Welcome to it. It was a hell of a game, hell of a call by John Harbaugh. Expect nothing less. I mean, he's got like so much confidence in Lamar Jackson, way more confidence than Blair's ever thought about having. Blair fucking hates Lamar Jackson so much. And you know what? He's not the greatest passer on the planet, but
who cares?
He gets the job done. Maybe the second or third best running back in the league
as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Who can throw it?
So, you know, and now you look at what they have at running back. They got Tyson Williams, who's kind of a shifty kind of guy. Latavius Murray's big. He can run between the tackles. And you got Devontae Freeman. That's kind of both.
He's got it all.
With Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
There was that one end-around play where Lamar Jackson scored. I think it was – maybe it was to take the lead. I don't know. When he did the flip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the defense, the defense had no idea what to do.
No.
They didn't know who the ball was going to.
So unfair.
Which is the point.
So unfair. Yeah. If any team, I don't think anybody in the NFL has ever ran like the wing T. But if they could, the Ravens could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could do it.
Can it win a Super Bowl? I don't know.
They have it.
You know, we'll
see. I want to say they have the defense to do it, but the last 2 weeks have been not Ravens defense.
Yeah,
but they have Lamar Jackson.
Shit, they gave up 35, but it is to the Chiefs.
They're going to score points.
You know, it is what it is.
Unless it's a Super Bowl against Tom Brady, of course.
Let's see. Other than that, of course, we talked about Aaron Rodgers. He kind of had a good game, 22-27, 255
yards. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, yeah.
God.
Three touchdowns? I thought it was three. It might have been four.
I don't remember. For some reason, I want to think
one rushing and three catching.
I think it had three receiving and one rushing.
Yeah.
Stupid, either way.
After everybody said he didn't care last week, now he comes out and throws for four.
Yeah. I told somebody that at work.
It's against the Lions.
I mean, yeah. I told somebody that at work. I was like, I guarantee you that Aaron Rodgers is going to go the fuck off. You know, every year, it's like week two, week three.
Mm-hmm.
Packers like 1-2, and he's like, I'll just relax. Yeah.
Calm down, bro. Calm down. I didn't grow this mullet out for nothing.
I got this. And then he goes the fuck off.
All right. Well, once again, I cannot keep a podcast near 30 minutes.
It's impossible.
It's fucking impossible to do.
Yeah, he had three receiving and one rushing. The four touchdowns.
Mm. What a beast. And next week, they'll only give him like six touches.
If that. Then Devontae Adams.
They'll give A.J. Dillon
like 250 receiving yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they'll give A.J. Dillon like 20 rushes. They'll let him touch the ball 25 times. Who you got? Parlay picks. We failed as a group this last time. I don't know. Did you put in the one that Dustin
put on there? No, I didn't. No, I did not.
I put on that one. The Saints screwed us there, which famous Jameis had like Jesus fucking Christ. 50 yards passing.
Dude, and if you see them like week one against Green Bay, you're like, holy shit, like Jameis Winston.
But then you look at the stat line and it's like, yeah, but yeah, he only threw for like 170 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's kind of, that might be a false flag. You know what I'm saying? It might be some fucking, some shit going on. Mm. Turns out it was, because Jameis Winston is still garbage.
Yes, they are.
I'll go ahead and give you mine. I'm taking Las Vegas -3.5 over Miami. Mm-hmm. And just for some bonus points, I'm taking the over in that one too.
I would too. Well, is Tua going to play?
It doesn't matter to me. No. Miami just got shut out last week.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
Not getting shut out again. But they're also kind of garbage. So yeah, I think the over-under, I didn't even put it on here. I think the over-under is like 43.
I think it was like 45 and a half.
Something crazy low. Yeah, whatever it was,
the
over.
I got it right here.
Take the over.
Yeah, 45. It is 45 and a half. It's over.
Yeah, 45 and a half. They're going to score 47.
Holy shit.
So
As long as Darren Waller scores all those, that's fine.
I think if they score 47. Yeah, 27-23? No.
That's 50.
That's 50. Okay, 27-23. There you go. Yeah. That's 27-23 Vegas.
27-21. That's even better.
I'm also taking Arizona -7.5 over Jacksonville. And this also, disclaimer, this is not advice. It's not financial advice. Don't take our picks.
No, we're not really that good.
We can't even really, we can't bet legally in Texas.
No, we can't.
So these are just for fun, you know? Arizona -7.5 over Jacksonville. And Tampa Bay -1 over the Rams. Don't bet against Tom Brady. I think when me, you, and Blair were doing it last, when we were doing Mantra Sports and we were making our picks, did I do the money gun? Don't bet against New England.
Yeah.
Don't bet against New England.
Yep.
I don't have the money gun anymore, but don't fucking bet against Tampa Bay. We're not doing it. -1. He's winning by at least two. He's probably going to win by a field goal. Easy money. Easy money. Free money. They're giving away money if you bet on Tampa Bay.
Do it, but don't do it.
Yeah, do it, but don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And I'll give you Dustin's too. Oh, Dustin did not understand the assignment.
Three picks. NFL picks only.
Just Dustin three. Picked every game.
Just a three-game parlay is all we need.
Dustin took Carolina -7 over Houston. Baltimore -8 over Detroit. Plus the over of 48, where he bought a point and a half.
Yeah.
Arizona -7 over Jacksonville. Denver -10 over the Jets. Las Vegas -3 over Miami. Or the money line. He said, or the money line.
Either way.
He got over 44, where he bought a point and a half for Buffalo, Washington. Over 45, he also bought a point and a half for Cleveland and Chicago. Cincinnati money line if Roethlisberger doesn't play. And he took the Cowboys. He didn't specify money line.
I think that's straight money line. It has to be.
Yeah, money line. Yeah,
or unless he wants them by four.
That -4 line kind of sounds mafia style to me. Yeah. We didn't pick the mafia. I should have asked Blair for his mafia pick of the week.
Yeah, should have caught him in.
Yeah, we'll do it next time. We'll catch him next time. If he's not on it, he may be on it next time. I don't know. So who you got?
Well, #1. I'm going to take Detroit +8 with Baltimore.
Okay.
For some reason, dude, I don't know why I like Detroit.
Okay.
They're ass, but I like them.
Jared Goff's been kind of putting on a show a little bit.
I kind of like them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm a Cowboys fan, but we're going to win by a field goal. So, Philly +4.
Okay.
And I'm going to go against you. I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams like
against Tom
money
Brady.
Line.
Well, that parlay is going to fail because you're betting against Tom Brady.
Hey, if you looked, I took all underdogs. Underdogs have been like killing it the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's all underdog, baby. Well, and the Rams, dude, Matthew Stafford is, I don't know what it is, but, and Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. Tom Brady, though. Tom Brady.
But the defense really ain't that good, though.
Tom Brady.
It's literally going to be like, whatever the over, if the over in that game was like 90, I'd probably take the over.
I don't even know what the over. Do you have it on there?
It's got to be a lot.
It's probably 62.
55 and a half.
55 and a half.
55 and a half.
I'm taking the over.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking 35 to 34. Something crazy like that.
Consensus pick is like 77% of the public is taking Tampa Bay. So it's Rams.
You're fading the public, yeah.
Yep. Rams so all you're, the way.
Conspiracy theory, the mafia is setting everybody up for failure.
Yep.
With that minus
everybody's one. Everybody's like, minus one. Buccaneers gets the Rams? Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Dude, they're just fucking.
It's got to be Buccaneers.
Are you kidding me? They just fucking beat the Falcons 48 to 25. They're going to fucking destroy them.
Mafia said, not so quick.
Rams by 10.
It would be something fucking stupid just like that, too.
Nope. It'll be just what I said. Tom Brady by 3.
Oh, look at this. They're 1-1 against the spread, and they have not played an away game. And they're in L.A.
Okay.
They got to travel across the country. Asshole.
Tom Brady.
Since Tom Brady's been there, they have not been the underdog. What? How's that even possible?
What are you talking about? You just said since Tom Brady has been. Wow, that's well, that's how.
But last year they were like, oh, it might have been this year, I guess. But last year, I mean, there had been games where they weren't favorited because they really weren't.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They weren't underdogs in the Super Bowl?
I think they were underdogs in the Super Bowl. But I'm thinking, like, even lines. Like last year, halfway through the year, you know, they still had, what, 3 losses?
Yeah.
4 losses, whatever it was last year? Yeah. They had to have been underdogs at some point last year. I'm not sure.
Whatever, man. We're out of time. 45 minutes.
Rams.
Tom Brady. What team does he play for? I don't care. Tom Brady.
It doesn't matter.
Tom Brady. All right, man. I appreciate you coming in.
Of course.
And need to get you back in for like a regular episode where we can just talk about bullshit or.
Yeah.
We
got baseball playoffs coming up.
Playoff time, yeah.
October's right around the corner, cuz.
Yep. That's true. Oh, by the way, we're going to, when we're going to, where are we going? Wine place.
Fredericksburg.
There you go. When we're there, is A&M
Alabama.
Is the ALDS too.
And A&M Alabama.
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll find us a bar, get drunk on wine, maybe eat some grapes.
Yeah. Maybe cheers a little whiskey.
Hey.
All right, man. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Damn, that's some good whiskey. Mm.